the company was not big enough for both of them. On November 4th, Winters appealed his punishment under the 104th Article of War. Sobel made an endorsement the next day. 1. Punishment for the above offense given by the undersigned will not be lifted by him. 2. When given another task to perform by a ranking officer to myself, Strayer's order to censor the mail, you should have delegated your task to another officer to inspect the latrine and not let it go until such time that there was little time for corrective measures to be taken before the arrival of the general officer about 10 minutes later. He signed with his usual flourish. Winter's request for a court-martial, meanwhile, was posing a problem that was not as funny as it sounded for the 2nd Battalion staff. The officers got out the court-martial manual and studied it intensively to try to figure out some way to get out from under this embarrassment. They finally did, and Strayer set aside the punishment and declared the case closed. No court-martial. Sobel was not finished. The next day, November 12th, Evans handed Winters another typed order. Subject: failure to instruct latrine orderly. To First Lieutenant R.D. Winters. 1. You will reply by endorsement hereon your reason for failure to instruct Private J. Mello in his duties as latrine orderly. 2. You will further reply why he was permitted to be on duty at 10:30 hours, October 30th, in need of a shave. I give up, Winters decided. Go ahead and shoot me. In that mood, he replied by endorsement. 1. Reason for failure to instruct Private J. Mello in his duties as latrine orderly, no excuse. 2. Reason why he was permitted to be on duty at 10:30 hours in need of a shave, no excuse. The next day, Strayer decided, for the good of E Company, where naturally the long-anticipated showdown between Sobel and Winters was the talk of the barracks, to transfer Winters out of easy. Strayer made him battalion mess officer. That was an insult to Winters, in his view. You only give a job like that to a guy that can't do anything right. With Winters gone, Sobel still in charge, and combat coming, the NCOs were in an uproar. Sergeants Rannie and Harris called a meeting. With the exception of Evans and one or two others, all the NCOs in E Company attended. Rannie and Harris proposed that they present Colonel Sink with an ultimatum. Either Sobel be replaced or they would turn in their stripes.